flaps his wings, runs to the water, jumps in and swims, but it's not his nature to suppose the flock believes in such actions, honesty. Seem uncertain. Imprinter calls out loud, waits for the echo to come back around. Sound is a strange one for an orphan to understand. With ambiguous instincts, the flock stares at him. They still look doubtful.
Performing in the WNYC studio, that's Elephant Micah. And I'm glad to have you here, Joe O'Connell.
Thanks, it's nice to be here.
Been looking forward to this. We've been sort of aiming to have you on the show for, has it been a couple of years now? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while since I've been in this region.
Yeah, you're based in Indiana, and there's a beautiful sound to your music. There's an intimacy and... You put out quite a bit of material that you just kind of send out into the world without a lot of fanfare and frou-frou. It's kind of like you're sending out messages in a bottle tossed into the oceans surrounding Indiana.
That's a nice way to look at it. Yeah.
So you just began with a song called Ambiguous Instincts. Mm-hmm. And there seems to be a reference to birds in this song and in others. Loon Call is coming up next. But I'm more used to you having references to the art world in one way or another. We're going to hear later a song called Still Life Blues, and I have a song about cathedrals and architecture.
Mm-hmm.
Something I like about the Elephant Micah songbook is that the subject matters are a little unusual.
Thanks.
One thing that you do, I think, is kind of quietly daring. You're not giving yourself any easy way out to make good songs. You know, some people will say, well, you know, I'm going to write an unusual song because I'm going to play the guitar upside down, or I don't know what it is. But
mm-hmm.
You're accepting the trappings of the guitar and the songwriter, but you're trying to bring them into some new place. Is that so? That's what it seems like you're doing.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. For whatever reason, I'm really interested in that form of conventional unconventionality.
Uh-huh.
And
or unconventional conventionality, I think, is even more
maybe
what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose that the order matters. But I think that the sound of singer-songwriter music has... really become natural to me and become something that I've just absorbed over time and something that has attracted me, the texture of it.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of the sound aspects of it. And so I do, you know, have a particular interest in using those sounds and those kind of structures and looking for ways to maybe subtly undermine them or undermine your expectations of them.
But, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So those sounds and structures are, they feel like a natural language for you.
Yeah, I think just due to taking it in and listening to it for so long. Things in that genre. Not natural in any sense besides that, but something that I've just had so much exposure to that it ends up being the vehicle that I kind of turn to by default.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's the language you speak. I mean, mm-hmm. No language is sort of natural in itself, but the impulse to language is natural. And the impulse to song is natural for some people, you among them, I guess. Joe O'Connell is performing his music. He performs as Elephant Micah and has recorded a number of albums, something like 12 albums and a number of EPs. And it's all great stuff that I've really enjoyed listening to. And I'd like to hear you play again here in the WNYC studio. We're going to have a song called Loon Call. Later, Joe will be joined by a couple other musicians. But for now, he is solo here at Spinning on Air.
Each string where it meets the high tide. The F holes are half full of snowfall, and the moon glow is a low note in a three-quarter time. And the coves, the reverberation is wasted on the ears of the deer there at the edge of the road. call. Or to stop each string where it meets the high tide. The F holes are half full of snowfall. And the moon glow is a low note in a 3/4 time.
Lovely. Loon Call. Elephant Micah performing here in the WNYC studio. I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air. George Wellington is our engineer. Where do you live in Indiana? Are you in the city or the country or where?
Well, most recently I've been living in Bloomington, Indiana, which I think you could call it a college town. That's where Indiana University is. And I would call it the city.
Mm-hmm. I understand it's a pretty cool place.
Yeah, there is a lot of music there, a lot of good bands.
Did you ever live in the country? The song we just heard seems, this woodsy imagery there.
Yeah, sure. That's a big part of my experience and something that I keep writing about in various ways is ideas of the rural and...
Something you experienced in your childhood?
Sure. I grew up in a very small town in the region of Kentuckiana. So
Kentuckiana?
Yeah.
That's part of Indiana?
It's sort of a made-up name for the Indiana-Kentucky border.
I see.
So, yeah, not far from Louisville, Kentucky. The town where I grew up is called Pekin, and I lived there until I went to college.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
do you feel like your music is informed by the Midwest or shaped by that location?
Yeah, or shaped by ideas of it or conventions of representing it. And it's something that captivates me is the idea of a place and how people use music to interpret ideas of places. And so the Midwest is one kind of place.
Uh-huh. But that sort of ties into the idea of a song about architecture too.
Mm-hmm. Spaces and places. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
I'm speaking with Joe O'Connell, who records his Elephant Micah. Shall we have another song?
Sure.
Okay. Hidden River Run is the title. Again, sounds sort of rural to me.
Yeah, more nature imagery here.
Thank you. eastern peak to hold its picture at arm's reach to summarize all these thousand feet. It rises up above the sea, a hidden river runs under us, writhing, winding, silently signing its name.
The line, the river silently signing its name, kind of stood out to me the first time I heard it, and then it becomes the chorus at the end. It's nice. Elephant Micah performing here in the WNYC studio. I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air, and we'll have more in a moment here on 93.9 FM WNYC and WNYC.org. This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland. Elephant Micah is here. Joe O'Connell here from Indiana. On a rare trip to New York City. I'm glad he's here. I've been enjoying his music for some time now and shared it on Spinning on Air now and then, but I've always wanted to get you in here in the studio, partly because several of your releases are kind of lo-fi, and I always wondered, that's what true. Would it sound like if I heard, you know, everything clearly?
Yeah.
But it would not be fair of me to characterize all your recordings that way. Sometimes you choose that route, other times you don't. Sometimes you record solo, sometimes with a band. Sometimes mm-hmm. there's electric guitars and drums. And mm-hmm. you like to experiment that way?
Yeah. It would be fair to say that they're all home recordings, though.
Uh-huh.
So if you were wondering about what I might sound like in a studio, I'm also wondering myself. But yeah, within the limitations of what me and my friends can do with the equipment we have on hand, I do like to try to mess around with a variety of approaches to recording.
The lo-fi aspect of some of your recordings never is a problem. It just kind of adds to the intimacy, to the handmade quality that there is to your music anyway. Mm-hmm. Do you engineer those? Do you produce those albums, make them sound the way you want them to?
Yeah. As a rule, I do. And occasionally I get some help from other people who are equally unprofessional. I'm very active in the engineering process, if you can call it that.
Mm-hmm.
Partly by choice, partly by necessity. I don't have a budget to record with, so
yeah.
I just do what I can get away with.
Uh-huh. And some of your releases are things you've put out yourself as CDRs. Otherwise, you've worked with a few labels. Time Lag is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It was through them that I first heard your music. And there are a couple new releases on Time Lag. Echoer's Intent and Elephant Micah Sings the Songs of the Bible Birds. Mm-hmm.
And actually, the Echoer's Intent is a self-released recording.
Okay.
So, but the Songs of Bible Birds is on Time Lag Records.
And also there are albums that one can download for free on your website.
Mm-hmm.
What is the website?
It's elephantmica.com.
It's as simple as that? Okay. Elephantmica.com. Mica spelled M-I-C-A-H.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've always liked your website. It was so so minimal. It's kind of, you see this approach more and more now.
Really?
But a few years ago, everyone tried to have as many pictures on their websites as they could. And yours is very sort of restrained and simple and direct.
Yeah. Again, it seems like it's the product of me just not knowing what I'm doing and not really having any skill in the arena of web design. Uh-huh. But yeah, I just tried to make something that looked good within my limited abilities.
And you've stayed off MySpace, which is largely perceived to be a effective way to get the word out about your music. I don't know how effective it is for everybody, but you have actually chosen not to do it.
Yeah, although there's never any moment where I said, I'm not going to make this MySpace page right now. I just never did.
Uh-huh, so you didn't refuse.
Yeah, really, only the fact that it became a norm is what made it look like a decision.
Uh-huh.
But I never really intended it to be. So, yeah, I guess I mainly think that I would rather have people visit my website than a MySpace page.
And you've, as I've mentioned, you've put out several albums. They're not widely distributed, but these days distribution comes in all sorts of manners, and so much music, including your own, is accessible.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems as though your music has to be found. People have to go out of their way to find it, and there's something kind of nice about that. I mean, there are albums, there are artists who have a whole publicity machine behind them.
Mm-hmm.
You're not one, and yet the word is out there and the sounds are out there. Is that the way you like to do it?
It's a really difficult question to answer, actually, because I'm not intentionally making it difficult for people to find out about my music by any means. And I would like more people to be able to find out about it. But under the circumstances, I do like that the people who do find out about it come at it with a little bit more thought or intention than if it were more visible or more just in the atmosphere.
Right.
So I see a lot of advantages to not having the traditional publicity. Yeah.
Well, it bugs me a little that the role of the publicist is one that the public doesn't seem sufficiently aware of. You know, publicists shape everything that comes at us through whatever media, not just music, but everything. They are shaping our perception of entertainment and of, well, you know, corporations and everything. And a lot of publications, a lot of media outlets buy into this. You know, if they're approached with material, they just toss it out into the world, more or less in the form they received it. And there are a lot of artists who do great work, and the public can be kind of tricked into a sensibility that if the work is great, it'll reach me.
Absolutely. You know?
And that's just not true. You have to go out of your way to find some stuff sometimes. And just because it's being given a push by a publicist doesn't mean that music is bad, but it sure doesn't mean it's good either. It's just the one that's going to get kind of pushed into your ears, like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just my little gentle rant about wanting to encourage people to reach out a little further to find the good music that's out there.
Well, I'm glad you ranted so I wouldn't have to.
Let's have some more music from Elephant Mica, Joe O'Connell, visiting New York from Indiana.
All right. Can I say something about this song?
Please do.
Well, I'm going to play a song called Wild Goose Chase. And I just want to mention that this song was recorded by a band called Dark, Dark, Dark recently, which I really appreciated having my song recorded by such a fine ensemble. And that's floating around out there if you want to track it down on their EP, Bright, Bright, Bright.
The album is called Bright, 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 yeah. And it's by Dark, Dark, Dark.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it features a recording of my song, Wild Goose Chase. And I'm going to play my cover of their cover.
I do not love to ramble around. No, I don't. I don't. And if that makes me a home-loving man, then I am. I am. For why enter a circular path, a pilgrimage leading straight back to where I know I'll drop my guitar and abandon my car on the highway. Don't send me away or set me upon some wild goose chase. For freedom, for money, for love. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Albuquerque, Montreal. That's not all. That's not all. San Francisco, Chicago. Oh no, oh no. Cleveland, Tucson, Buffalo. Oh no, no. For why enter in on a circular path, on a pilgrimage leading straight back to where I know that I'll drop my guitar, I'll abandon my car on the highway. Don't send me away or set me upon some wild goose chase. For freedom, for money, for love. 'Cause I do not love to ramble around. No, I don't. I don't.
Joe O'Connell, Elephant Micah, performing here in the WNYC studio, Wild Goose Chase. So many songs about how the singer wants to go rambling. Nice to have one with the opposite point of view.
Yeah, that was the idea. It was written basically as a response to a song called Ramblin' Woman, which is more the sentiment that you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's by Hazel Dickens, the mountain singer.
No, I don't know. Hazel Dickens. All right, something for me to investigate.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to hear Detailed Cathedral.
Yeah.
Want to say what this one's about or where it came from or anything about it?
Well, I could try.
Would you rather not talk about your songs? Do you like them to stand
well,
alone?
Well, no, or? I think I would like to talk about them, but it's challenging.
Yeah.
To try to describe the motivations or the meanings in a way that's satisfying because they're so diffuse and ambiguous. And, you know, if you could really pin it down, then you probably wouldn't need to write the song. You could write the essay or something. But I'm really interested in that problem of describing songs.
And, your songs have a satisfying, to me, a satisfying balance between the some specificity and ambiguity. That they're not obscure, but they draw me in with questions as well as answers.
Yeah. Ideally, I'd like them to be about concrete material things and to have stuff in them, but then to have open-ended meaning that you could sort of explore.
Oh, I think you've done it.
That's good to hear. But this is, this is one of those songs. It's sort of about tourism, I guess, if I had to put it in one word, and sort of the tourist gaze.
Okay. Elephant Micah performing Detailed Cathedral here on Spinning on Air.
Thank you.
Detailed Cathedral by Elephant Micah. Joe O'Connell has published a book of his writing, poetry. The coordinated grasses are impressed by this weather. Is a nice one that leads off the book called Populated Mosaics, published last year. It's a homemade thing, I think.
Yeah, self-published.
All right, as are I guess. Many of your recordings. But beautiful stuff. I'm glad that you let the words stand on their own sometimes. I mean, I guess these aren't necessarily song lyrics in the album, but at least a couple of your releases do have the words of the ones that I own. Maybe all do, I don't know. But yeah, they make good reading as well as good listening in the context of the songs. And I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air. We'll have more in a moment, and Joe will be joined by some more musicians here in the WNYC studio with Elephant Micah on 93.9 WNYC FM and WNYC.org. This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland in the WNYC studio with Elephant Micah, who is going to sing a song called Queen of Rocky Ripple. We've heard him alone so far, but now he's going to be joined by Beth Remus and Mark Trecca, who have their own project called Pillars and Tongues, but are being heard this afternoon as members of Elephant Micah. They'll be playing instruments later, violin and harmonium, but they join as singers now. Rocky Ripple is a place, mm-hmm. and we're going to hear about the queen of Rocky Ripple. What's it like in Rocky Ripple?
Well, it floods a lot, and there are a lot of mosquitoes. It's within the city limits of Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay.
But it was originally its own independent town that when the city of Indianapolis expanded, it grew around Rocky Ripple. But it still maintains a certain kind of symbolic and maybe real independence. It's a place that people, in my imagined Rocky Ripple, they take a lot of pride in their Rocky Ripple identity, and they consider it the country within the city.
Okay. Here's Elephant Micah.
The great blue heron knows her name. The seasons change, she stays the same. She does her will and she says her mind. Back to
another time. On the rocky ripple side. Her name. The seasons change, she stays the same. She does her will and she says her mind.
Elephant Micah playing here in the WNYC studio. The next song, Loop and Lil. Who's Lil or what's Lil?
Oh, well, it's funny. They're parakeets.
Oh.
Based on the stories that I've heard, this is sort of, this song is sort of fan fiction about Towns Van Zandt. I say that jokingly, obviously, but... it's sort of based on a legend that I heard about how he wrote his song, If I Needed You, which was that, he had a dream of his own funeral and the song, If I Needed You, was being sung at his own funeral, and he woke up and sort of transcribed it. I've never been able to substantiate that account. I think I might have made that up.
But did you get this song in a dream then? Or have you ever gotten one that way?
Well, not like that, no. Uh-huh. But it's about that that process.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was I lying still, unconscious, when I heard you? Whistle your songs in unison strong for the sight of my own dear lady. Was I cold in the ground by the time I memorized the sound of your names in the hymn they were singing? Loop and Lil, am I living still for the love that I thought I was leaving?
Elephant Micah with Beth Remus and Mark Trecker joining Joe O'Connell. And Joe, I've haven't even remarked on it. I've just kind of let it be there for listeners to hear for themselves. But your voice, I love your voice.
Thank you.
Wonderful singer.
Thanks.
Have you been singing long?
Well, I've been trying to sing for a long time. But I basically attempted to teach myself when I was a teenager. But I'm gradually figuring out some things.
Hmm. Did you have to let yourself sing? Some people, they're shy about it. They don't sort of let themselves sing. Did you have to fight against that?
Well, that was probably one problem, but I also actually couldn't hit any notes, which is a worse problem. So
and
finding
might,
the notes
might feed into the first one. We mentioned.
Yeah, it might justify the first problem.
So how did you fix that?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't know that I couldn't sing for long enough that I eventually, just by repetition.
Mm-hmm. So before you realized
some notes were, yeah,
before you realized you couldn't, you could.
I don't know. I'm confused now.
Oh, I don't
know. I'm making things too complicated. Okay. I realize.
Well, anyway, it's a lovely sound.
Well, so thank you.
Thank you. And another song. I guess we have Echo of an Echo. Shall we squeeze that one in?
Yes.
All right. Okay. That's next here.
Here we go.
An echo and the echo of an echo and the echo of an echo of that echo. Sings along to someone singing someone else's song. An echo and the echo of an echo and the echo of an echo of that echo.
Maybe a little bit about songwriting itself, the process of singing songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I like the way the guitar accompaniment echoes so many other songs
too. Yeah.
Elephant Micah here on Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland, and we have one more song. Thank you, Joe, for coming all the way to New York City and having time for Spinning on Air.
My pleasure. It's been really fun.
Good. And I do encourage people to learn more at elephantmica.com. There are some albums you can download right there for free. And check out the albums that are on TimeLag and other labels.
Mm-hmm.
Elephant Micah has been recording since when?
2000.
2000, all right. Mm-hmm. So 10 years and thriving. Let's hear one more tune. And for this, Beth Remus, who's been singing with Joe, is going to be playing the violin. And Mark Trecca is on the harmonium. So again, Joe, thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready?
Say that your paintings are the work of an untrained mind, unlike any image in the eyes of the unconfined. Display. You got people around you and the people who those other people pay to stare at your still life. Light.
at Still Life Blues, performed by Elephant Micah. And you can watch that performance of Still Life Blues. I've posted it on YouTube. You can go to the Spinning On Air YouTube channel if you like, youtube.com/spinningonair. Or we'll embed it in the page for this program on wnyc.org. As mentioned in the course of the show, Joe O'Connell has a number of Elephant Micah CDs out, and you can learn more at elephantmicah.com. Some of them are available for free download right there. Take a look at photographs from the session, also through the page for the show at wnyc.org, or go straight to flickr.com, flickr.com/photos/spinningonair. And you can also download the show if you'd like to hear it again. WNYC.org. Use the show's menu for Spinning On Air. And enjoy this program and all the others in the archive at WNYC.org. I'm David Garland. Thanks for listening.